glory. God, we thank you and we praise you for this day and for this moment, God. We have come that you will allow us, oh God, to be used as a vessel in thy kingdom. God, you will touch my mind and regulate my lips. Let me speak the oracles of God as they are written. Touch the ears, God, that they might be strengthened. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Do what you need to do in us and through us. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may have your seats. We greet you today in that name that's above every name. Hallelujah. For the God of our salvation, for the joy that's in our soul, and for the peace that's in our mind. Amen. It's always, we should give thanks for an opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. It's only those that are not able to be here that really appreciate and value, amen, fellowship. But if you were ever confined to your bed, maybe you can't walk, maybe you can't, amen, take care of yourself, administer yourself, you would be more appreciative of having fellowship. But thanks be to God, you can still walk. You have activity of your limbs. Hallelujah. You yet have an opportunity to give God the praise. Hallelujah. The Bible said, in everything, giving thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Amen. And that's our desire, is that we continue to give him thanks. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful for what God is doing. Amen. For his people. And I have great expectation. Amen. For this time and this season. Hallelujah. I believe that God is still saving. I believe that he's still filling with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. And you got to act like you believe it. That's what they call faith. Sometimes you have to act like it's done before it is done. Amen. Sometimes we go through dry seasons and we find it acceptable. Sometimes we come to church back and forth and we go through the motion. We argue and debate over scriptures and go through this motion, but folks aren't being saved. Amen to his name. Hallelujah. First and foremost, we must always keep God as a priority. Amen. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. And since I come to that place, my agenda is not important anymore. The only agenda that matters is what thus saith the Lord. How many of y'all believe that? Amen. God is doing a great work. He's moving. Amen. How many of y'all want God to heal your body? Amen. There's nowhere in the scripture I read where God healed, but he didn't command you to do something. Hallelujah. Even when Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, when I read that, that let me know that there was a designated time that the church went to pray. Hallelujah. You know that if we begin to follow what is written, God will respond to us. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to do anything different. All we have to do is follow what thus said the word of God. And they went up at the hour of prayer. Hallelujah. And there was someone that was lame. Hallelujah. Glory. Asking of alms. Glory. But this is what the apostle said. He said, look on us. Look, I'm going to tell you, most of the time why we don't see things happen in our life is because we don't obey the command. If you want to be healed, you got to rise up, take up your bed, and what? That was a command. Sister Edwards, they could have said, look, I need some help. I need someone to come there and just lift me up. Oh, my God. Power of God's word. Woo! He said, take up your bed and do what? The only way that would happen is if they obeyed, but God. So now that I understand his word, Bishop, I understand that my healing comes when I obey what he said. Somebody say, I'm healed. But you got to obey what he says. Hallelujah. The reason why some don't see response and see results is because there's disobedience. But when you're walking in obedience, God will respond to his word. I didn't say he'll respond to you. Y'all didn't get that yet. God will always respond to this. Y'all don't like what I'm saying, but hold on. God will always respond to this. He won't respond to you and I. We're not that special. But he will respond to his word. And when he sees his word working in you, the Bible said he hastens what? He hastens to perform it. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! So when someone gives you a command to do, your healing comes when you what? You do the research. I'm not going to spend time on that today. Hallelujah. But as I was sitting there, I said, my God, we can literally say I am healed and believe it and do the works of faith, and God will respond to what his word says. It's that simple. How many of you all want your children saved? Say they are saved. Now do the works. That means you got the what? Hallelujah. This wasn't on my written tablet here. But anyway, glory. It's time to push the church beyond the flesh. Glory to his name. Amen. You all got to start speaking things into your life. Do you understand the power that you have in your tongue? Huh. All you got to do is say, I am healed. Or you can say, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I've had this from my youth up. I've had this from birth. I am healed. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. I asked the Lord to touch me because I can't afford to be down.
Oh, y'all can't hear me. I'm going yet.
I asked God to touch my body because I can't afford to be down. Why can't I ask him of that? He's my father.
So when affliction comes and you try to test it, what do you say?
Thank you, Jesus.
I am what?
If there's anybody in here today and you need healing, I want you to say it in your mind and believe. I am healed. I went to the doctor the other day, and he, you know, they put that thing on you. I went there just to get through my vitamin D. As in David, I'm deficient in vitamin D. I don't get enough in my diet. I supplement. They went in there and took all my vitals. I said, I just want my, just do. I don't need, get on the scale. You know why they do that? Because they can charge your insurance for a doctor visit. That's why they do that. It's not. They wanted to get their $100 for your visit. So they took my vitals. Vitals were so good. I said, "Whoa!" I said, "You keep doing that, I'm gonna be all right." Hallelujah! Because I'm overweight. I don't get good rest and sleep. I sleep about 2 to 3 hours. I'm up 4 hours every now and then, and I keep going. So I said, God, I can't afford to be sick. Are y'all not hearing me yet? You got to live so you tell God, I can't afford to be sick, so I need you to touch my body. This wasn't on my script, but I'm going through it right now. We need to start trusting the God whom we run around here and kick our leg up for.
God is greater than being able to kick your leg up, honey. He can heal your body.
He has the power to do it. Matter of fact, he has the power to take life, lay it down.
And then he has the power, amen, to pick it up again.
Come out of here.
Hallelujah. God is able to give you a testimony of deliverance. God is able to give you a testimony of healing.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory.
We're in a season now where we have to rebuke every curse. We got to rebuke depression. We got to rebuke suicide spirits. My God, my God, my God, my God. They don't have any place in God's kingdom.
God has given you the power to lay hands.
Say just the elders only. They said if they're sick among you, I know the scripture, but he has given you power. He said, greater than these works shall ye do. He wasn't just talking about the apostles either.
Hallelujah. That's why we have the Holy Ghost. Somebody say Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. No, we need the Holy Ghost. No, 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 no. We need the Holy Ghost. Because a church without it is blind. Without the Holy Ghost working in the church, amen, we're going on our own strength and our own might. God is not concerned about your ability. He needs your availability. He just needs a vessel that he can use.
There's got to be change
in our life. Hallelujah. Peter was one on that side of the cross that was bold, spontaneous, proud. Glory. Woo! Strong will. Unstable. Insecure. Hallelujah. I'm not pointing at Peter. I'm only using him as an example. But over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, we can point fingers at Peter all day. Because Peter was bold, Bishop, for a season. Because he let them know. He told his disciples, said, all of you will be offended. Peter said, I don't mean offended. Matter of fact, Mother Lauren, he was always the first to speak. Did you notice that? He was quick to the trigger. Peter was quick. But he let him know before the cock crow, you'll deny me three times. Hallelujah. Glory. But this is what it said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 9 says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Question, be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. What does the first part of verse 11 say? And such were some of you. Such were some of you. I can't get a witness in here. Some of y'all been saved all your life.
Sometimes we look down on folks because they're not where we are. But the Bible just said, such were some of you. The only difference between those that have not received the grace of God in the fullness and you is this. You can fall from grace in just a moment. There's no sin that's going to enter into heaven. And if he calls you while you are away from grace, hell is your destination. Don't need to walk in pride
like you got it all together. The Bible says such were what? Such were some of you. Oh, come on now. No, that can't be. That can't be, Bishop. That can't be. That can't be. And such were some of you. Because why? But ye are washed. But ye are what? But ye are. Somebody say Holy Ghost.
Peter was one that was quick to respond. Very spontaneous. Where he took a sword and proceeded to take care of a man's servant. Now, granted, this was a fisherman.
How could he be that skillful with a sword? I mean, that must have been some skill there. Some of you, before you were changed, were quick to the draw.
Watch this, my Lord.
on, and it wasn't always with a gun, with a sword, but with the Matter of fact, when Peter, watch this, when Peter was under pressure, they said, I know you're one of them. Just by your dissertation, it gives you away. Just by your conversation, it gives it away. Oh, you're one of them. What did Peter do? The Bible said there was some cursing and swearing going on. Rebuking going on. That's on that side of the cross. Such were some of you. Some of us could curse with the best of them. Boy, it got quiet in here. I'm saying some of you. And then Peter was so spontaneous that when he was among the brethren, he pulled his clothes off. And one of the apostles said, he said, who is that? He said, man, that's Jesus. What did Peter do? Grabbed his coat and jumped off the boat into the water because he was naked. But even in the midst of that, at least he had enough to have respect for God. The Bible said he jumped, put his coat on. Bishop, do you notice he said put his coat on? Because he understood that he couldn't leave any part of him exposed. Because they're now teaching that sanctification that we therein is legalism. But everywhere I read, he commanded them to be clothed, not only naturally, but spiritually clothed. Some people say it's all right. I don't know why I'm going to bury on you. Some people say that it's all right to wear pants and breeches. Women. It's all right for men to wear dresses and shorts. They like Peter. The only time they don't put their shorts on is when they come to church. There's even some preachers that put on shorts when they're at home.
The Lord let me show up at the house at the right time.
Undergarments.
And he had guests over at the house. When I got there, they said, yeah, come on in. Because people know where you should be.
But when the preachers show up, they don't go to church. But when they found out the pastor, they was like, hurry, yeah, come on in. Let me help you. So you can see. Peter, when they're before God, they got the coat on. But when they're away from God, I thought that people behave the same way at church as they do what? They got Mr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They one way at church, and they're another way where?
Well, not only that, at work too.
Come on. Jesus can come to your job too. Hello. Let me tell y'all something. Listen to me, young men.
When you have a job, you need to be able to invite your pastor to it.
And there better be a good report, too.
Or you're not preaching. You're not testifying. Somebody say amen. What good are you an example if the world don't see your works?
And glorify your Father,
which is in heaven. Come on, now y'all not hear me. Y'all don't want to hear me today.
Hey. Let me tell you something, Brother Marcel. This man ought to be able to show up to your job and walk him everywhere in the office and let him meet your boss. You can't measure up down here. I know you're not measuring up there. Let me tell y'all something. Every one of you young men in here, if you have a job and you left it, you should be able to go back. Come on, Sister Knox. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Am I in the book?
Just make sure that God was shining in your life. Because there are circumstances where you might be terminated.
Well, that can change too.
Because, Mother Lauren, I was terminated from the job I had before this one. And a few months later, ding-ding-ding! How you doing over there? They're treating me fair. Oh. Would you like to come back? I thought you all put me down, not eligible for rehire. They put down, not eligible for rehire. So the same folks that conspired to get me out of there were the same folks that they got rid of and got fired themselves.
And then when they removed them out, they wanted to bring me back.
Hallelujah. Ah, glory. I got to stay in this word because God wants a holy people.
I don't want you shouting around this church and you don't have your natural life in order.
Somebody say amen.
On that side of the cross, such were some of you. But now that you're on this side of the cross, you got to walk according to God's word.
Hallelujah.
I must be doing some teaching right now. That's why Turner called you back. Every job you leave, what they want, Eric, can you come back? Can you come back, Eric? This boy right here not claiming salvation, but they calling him back all the time.
Somebody say glory!
Y'all don't like this kind of teaching. But you know what? This is what's going to build the church.
It's holiness and sanctification and separation. God told us we got to remain unspotted
from this world. We don't behave like the world behaves. The Hebrew boys were in demand. Daniel was in demand. Joseph was in demand. Y'all not hear me? They were in foreign countries and became elevated.
Hear the word. Y'all done got the word in you. When you got the word in you, you understand. Oh, hallelujah. We're building a church now. All of these young converts. Amen. I want your foundation deep and rooted and grounded. Amen. You got to get your flesh right before you get the spirit perfected. Even the Bible said, how can you rule God's house and you can't even govern your own house?
Why? You won't be able to preach the whole oracle of God. That's why no preacher wants to be divorced.
Glory, hallelujah. Some of these young people need to hear this. God does not accept divorce. He can't use you when you're divorced. Because you can't preach God's word in its fullness.
I don't like what I'm saying. Not everybody will preach this. Amen. But
But you got to stay with God's word. You may not like what it says, but God means just what he says. He said, let him that seek the office of a bishop be the husband of. And that's not at one at a time either. That means if you got a living spouse, you committed adultery. And you need to ask God for forgiveness. Somebody say glory again. Hallelujah. My God, I'm not on my script.
You all want a clean church, a holy church? You want God to return back to the church across the nation where we see the power of God sweeping? Sin has crept into the church, and somebody has to preach against it.
Glory to his name. You'll do it again. Watch me, young people. I'm not here to offend anyone, but I got to preach what the Bible says. And if you want to be God's chosen, you got to accept what God's word says.
People entertain a divorce.
Come on, church.
I want these young people to know that when they choose a spouse, you better choose well.
Death do you what?
Now, if Christ loved us in the same manner, he said, husbands, love your wives as what?
Watch this.
Bishop, what if the wife is mistreating me? Don't like me? Call me a devil? And I have the love of Christ? The way I treat her will not change. Because God doesn't change the way he treats us.
Oh, y'all didn't hear that. You're not hearing. You're not hearing.
Y'all going to get this good because somebody going to punch me in the nose soon.
Listen to me. Even this little one back there. If you marry, you marry until death.
I made a mistake. Well, good.
God is able to fix it. No, you're not, that you might allow them to be saved if you hold on long enough. He said, even if they're unbelieving, if they choose to remain, thank you, Jesus. That don't mean you negate your responsibility. If you're a wife and you got wifely duties because you're saved and he's not, you don't run to the church if you haven't taken care of your duties.
Watch this.
But my pastor said,
I don't care what your pastor said. You better see what this word said. Y'all getting this? You better do what the word said. Hello? Make sure that's some food on the stove top.
Come on now. I don't know how to cook. Get that cookbook open. Learn how to burn. Learn how to burn. Let me tell y'all a secret. Women, men are so simple, they're so weak, they'll sell their birthright for a pot of beans.
Oh, simple creature he is. He'll even allow a horsewoman to bring him to a morsel of bread.
Y'all don't struggle because you're acting all tough.
No, you weak.
As soon as the wind blows, you're going to go the other way. But God wants men of God that's strong in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I'm finding out more and more I lose my script. I said, Lord, anyway, whatever you want me to say, just anoint my lips and I'll say it. But I've been reading, and I'm going to tell you what, the church has got to get back. When we condone sin, amen, God's presence don't come in the church. need be a cleaning out across the world. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Moral standards. It is reported. Just flip over. It is reported, commonly, that there is fornication among you. I got to take y'all to the book because y'all not hearing me. And such fornication is not so much as named among the Gentiles. Mother Lauren, did you see that? Even the world knows it's wrong.
Paul is preaching about moral standards here.
Oh, one day y'all going to come and give me some smooches on my cheek and say, thank you for standing. Because when you see the power of God get back in the church, when we get it cleaned up, oh, glory, y'all haven't seen church yet. But we got to keep on washing and scrubbing, cleaning and scrubbing and washing and scrubbing.
Then you'll see the miracles. You got to be clean.
So God has given a new revelation about that. No, he's not. He said from the beginning it was not so. He made them what? Male and female.
Come on. That means he would divorce you. He hated putting away. That's not even in his DNA. That's not in his nature. How's he going to have you go against something that he's established?
Oh, Jesus. Listen to what he said. As so much as named among the Gentiles that one should have his father's wife. Watch this, Bishop. And he said, and ye are puffed up, proud. Don't want to talk about it. Shh. You're going to offend some folks.
They need to be offended at the word. You need to get to the place where that word convicts you. If you try and jump over it, shout over it, bump over it, speak in tongues over it, you're only going so far. But even the angels that sin were removed. Every sin has a just recompense or reward. Every disobedience. So there's nothing. Y'all got to listen to this. You got to listen.
You got to listen to this.
You can tell folks to do something and be careful, and you know what they'll do? God didn't tell me that. Well, then let the word show you. Get in there and read it. And don't go in there with your understanding. Accept it the way it's written. Talk about the eunuchs. They said, Lord, it's hard. Over there in Matthew chapter 19, it's hard, Lord, it's hard. Okay. Maybe it's such a man shouldn't even have one.
Yeah, but listen what happened. Let me tell you how this gets. Y'all want the word or you don't want the word? Tell me which one you want. He said, and ye are puffed up and have not rather mourned.
You would think folks would be crying out, Mother Lori,
that ye had done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit. Paul was so diligent, he sent a letter. He wasn't able to be present. And have judged already as though I were present concerning him that had done this deed. He from prison, and he's crying against it. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, call a meeting. Call a gathering and begin to preach. And my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh. That the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus.
You know what happens? If we don't get you young people with the fear of God, you won't even want to preach if your house is not in order.
Somebody say glory. You're not going to be Sunday school teacher. You're not going to be standing up here and your house is out of order. When we do that, we allow things in the church.
Boy, I'm way off my script. Let me tell you something. Bishop, a man's got to be willing to die for his house. Y'all know what it means to die? Marcel, you got to not only die for your house, you got to die for your brothers and your sisters as a servant of God. You'll never leave them. You'll never walk away from them. You'll suffer with them. Y'all hear me good, young men.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name. This message isn't for everybody. But for those that can receive it, amen, you can have deliverance in your life. This is what he said. To deliver such a one to Satan, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven, what? That purge out there for the old leaven that you may. You all need to get revelation of what God is saying to this hour. He's wanting the church to clean up. You can't have a man that's afraid to talk about it. Do it. Amen. Hallelujah. There was a call. You got to purge out the old leaven that what? Let me tell y'all something. Let me close this off. I was going to time myself to see if I could do it in 30 minutes. But see, Peter, Deacon Derek, was going through transition. But it was important that he recognized that he needed more than what he had. Mother Lauren, when Jesus would rebuke Peter, I believe in one writing there, he said, Simon, Simon, Satan desires to have you and to sift you as wheat. He called his name twice. Hallelujah. But one thing he told him, he said, when thou art converted, to do what? Because sometimes God knows what's in you before you get to where he wants you to be. Hallelujah. When he saw Saul on the way to Damascus, some of us say, oh, that man, he commanded threatenings upon the church. He's taking those bound in chains. Hallelujah. But he told Ananias, he said, I want you to go. That place called Straight. And then you'll find. He said, Saul. He said, Brother Saul. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to understand that some of you may have come to church today, and no matter what your circumstance, no matter what your past is, amen, even in Peter's situation, amen, he used profanity. Amen. Hallelujah. He was at a place of being offended. He was somewhat insecure in all of these fleshly elements, amen, that plague us at times. Amen. And sometimes we don't feel like we're worthy. Amen. But he let him know, Peter, when thou art converted, amen, to strengthen thy brethren. Amen. And over there in St. Luke chapter 24, amen, then he began to open the scriptures and open their understanding and expound unto them the scriptures. Amen. Amen. But that wasn't sufficient. Amen. Some people are just content with just reading his word. Amen. But it's more than just reading his word. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to learn how to apply the word. Amen. Daily meditating upon it. How often? Daily. Amen. But the Bible said he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Amen. What you got to understand that you can't come to God because you want to come. Amen. But when God calls you, amen, by his word, amen, you have to believe his word. Amen. He that cometh to him must believe. But what he said above that, he said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Hebrews 6:1 says, but without faith, it is what? To please God. So when you come, you have to hear God's word and obey it. Somebody say obey. Amen. You can't do it the way you want to do it. Amen. But when God is tugging at your heart and speaking to your heart, amen, you have to make a change. Amen. But he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And they said unto them, thus it is written, and it behooved Christ to suffer, amen, And thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. I'm in St. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Hallelujah. But this is what he said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. I'm getting to where I need to go. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Oh, glory to his name. Amen. It's important to understand that you need to believe God at his word. Amen. That's the first step, and that's exercising faith. Amen. You have to obey, amen, God's word. And then the Bible says that there must be repentance. Amen to his name. That is part of the plan of salvation. Amen. We must repent. We must confess, amen, that we are sinners and that we are in sin and in need of a Savior. Amen. You can't justify any sin. Amen. You must acknowledge that you need God in your life. Amen. The next step is water baptism. Amen. Water baptism is an essential part of the plan of salvation, but it is not the only part of the plan of salvation. Amen. As Peter told him on the day of Pentecost, amen, men and brethren, what shall we do? And he responded, repent and be baptized. Amen. Baptism is an essential part. Amen. You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Why in the name of Jesus Christ? Because there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. He lets you know over there in the book, he says, amen, all that you do in word and deed. He said, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We understand that salvation came in his name. Amen. He sent, amen, his son in his name. He let you know, I come in my Father's name. Oh, I feel my help coming. Amen. To his name. Amen. And in that, amen, when you are baptized, you're baptized into his death. Like as he was buried, amen, in the grave and come up, amen, on the third day. You likewise have to experience a watery death. Amen. You must be immersed in water and go down in his name. Amen. That's important to understand that you can't just have a dip, but you need to be covered. Oh, hallelujah. But that's not the only step. The next step, he told him to go up to the upper room and wait for the promise. And in Acts chapter 1, this is what he said. He said here, he said, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, in 1 and 2, after that, he threw the Holy Ghost. Somebody say Holy Ghost. Had given commandments unto the apostles. Why is the importance of having the Holy Ghost? Amen. You got to understand that the Holy Ghost is what God has sent to lead and to guide you into all truth. Amen. It is what guides you from day to day. And to me, above that, what's greater, Mother Loring? He lets you know that you are sealed. You are sealed by his Holy Spirit. Amen. You have to understand that that Holy Ghost power, amen, will seal you unto the day of redemption. Amen. You got to understand the importance of the Holy Ghost. So this is what he told him here. Glory to his name. And when he had spoken these words, glory, while he beheld, he was taken up in a cloud, received them out of their sight. But he let them know, but you shall receive power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. Peter wasn't ready, but he was getting ready. Some of you came today, you thought you weren't ready, but I'm letting you know Jesus is getting you ready. Some of you on the threshold, you heard the word. You know it's time to change. You know it's time to change partners. Hallelujah to his name. It's time to turn around and look and see how you've been living in the world. Glory to his name. But looky here, Mother Lori. It was interesting that Peter was in the transitional process. And in verse 15, and in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. See, Mother Lauren, God doesn't change what you are. He changes who you are. Y'all not hear me. He'll take your same gift that you had in the world, and he'll use it for his glory. Y'all not hear me. Glory to his name. But Peter, ready for transition. He was bold in his dissertation. He was always ready. He was always ready to be used. But he said, and Peter stood up in those days. He stood up among his brethren. Peter was ready. Watch this, mother. He hadn't received the Holy Ghost yet. But listen here. But he began to preach out of the Psalms. Hallelujah. See, what happened is Jesus opened the understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Y'all not hear me? Glory to his name. But Peter began to preach. Glory to his name. Referencing the Psalms. The thing that was spoken of Christ and spoken of Judas concerning his crucifixion. Glory to his name. But Mother Lauren, it was time for Judas to be replaced. But Peter was getting ready. Let me tell you how he got ready. In verse 14, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. See, Bishop, we got to remain in prayer and supplication. And when God tells you what needs to be done, you got to do it. You got to obey him. Y'all not hear me? God is trying to do something. God is trying to change the way the church is moving. But we got to be holy. We got to be holy. We got to be holy. Glory. Peter began to minister unto them. But then what happened in chapter 2, Mother Lauren? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. 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 But the key is, they were all with one accord in one place. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, when we're unified in prayer and praise, God will come back. Y'all not hear me? And the Bible says in verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Glory to his name. Mother Lauren. filled with the Holy Ghost. And there were about 120 gathered together. But in verse 14, here he goes again. But Peter, somebody say Peter. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it but the third hour of the day. But this is what he said, but this is that. This is that. This is that. That was spoken by the prophet Joel. I was reading another place, Bishop. When Peter and John was cast into prison, and they marveled because the man that was lame went leaping and jumping and praising God. And they wanted to know by whose name did you do these things. But Peter stood boldly. Peter was bold. And he cried out again and let them know by that name, Jesus, whom you crucified. It's in that name. It's in that name. We didn't have the power, but God has the power. If you believe God and his word, God has the power. But look what he said, Bishop. The priest and the elders, they marveled. They took notice because these were men that were ignorant, perceived. Ignorant and unlearned men. But on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, Peter wasn't ignorant no more. Y'all not hear me? Why you need the Holy Ghost? Yay, glory. He said, I must go away. But if I go away, I will send the Comforter in my name. In my name, in my name, he's going to send the Holy Ghost in his name. And when it has come, it will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Peter can boldly declare that same Jesus whom you crucified, have he made both Lord and Christ. And when he got through, Bishop, he said the people were pricked in their hearts. And they said unto the apostles and Peter, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, repent. Somebody say, repent. You got to repent and be baptized. Some of you, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall, somebody say shall, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You got to understand that the Holy Ghost doesn't just do on its own. You have to allow it to work in you. You have to yield to it. Many people don't allow the Holy Ghost to work in their lives. They allow emotion. But emotion is not what you operate by. He said, walk in the Spirit. He said, walk in the Spirit. He said, walk in the Spirit. You need the power of the Holy Ghost to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because when Peter was converted, he had the power to heal. He had the power in his shadow. He had the power to hold his tongue. He had the power to be clothed in humility. Y'all not hear me. He had a pro. He was dedicated. He was a role model. He gave his life. He gave his all. He gave all that he had. And God used him. He turned from his old ways. He turned from his old life. He turned from his old mind. He had a new mind. Because the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and be all our things are become new. Y'all not hear me? Peter was transformed by the renewing of his mind. When you got the Holy Ghost, you don't walk the way we used to walk. When you got the Holy Ghost, you don't talk the way you used to talk. When you got the Holy Ghost, you walk in obedience. When you got the Holy Ghost, you submit to his will. You walk in submission. Whatever the Lord has, hear my Lord. Hear my. Send me. I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it, Lord. Hear my. Oh, y'all not hear me. It's time to understand. Hallelujah. Glory. That you need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When he took him up to Bethany, he lifted up his hands and he blessed him. And he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something, mother. If God promised, it shall come to pass. They had made it, Sister Knox, to where the Holy Ghost had come yet. But they were obedient. And they went up to the upper room to wait for the promise. Hallelujah. And what I'm finding out today is that many people want to circumvent. They just want to go through the motion of tarrying. But you don't have to tarry. Just to tarry. Hallelujah. All you have to do is believe and obey. And then turn from your old ways. That means you need to repent. Somebody say repent. When you repent, when you become godly sorrow, and you turn from your old ways. Hallelujah. And call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says, and they shall be saved. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Glory to his name. Is there anybody that desires the Holy Ghost? Is there anybody that desires the Holy Ghost? Is there anybody that needs another touch? Is there anybody that needs another dip? Hallelujah. I found out that sometimes you got to get on your knees and call on the name of the Lord and say, Lord, touch me again. Touch me like when I first believed. Touch me. Touch me till I can praise you. Touch me till I can rejoice. Touch me till I can lift up my hands and give you praise. Be worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, my Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bishop, I was praying. God would do something in this service. And there was a young man that I was praying for. His name is Antoine. He's not here today. But mother, I was praying and I saw that young man. He's right there ready to see the Holy Ghost. I was hoping that he was here today. Hallelujah. God is moving right now. Amen. But we got a lot of Holy Ghost to work. Come on, church. Amen. If we listen to it, it's going to tell you to clean house. Come on, Mother Lori. It's saying clean house. Come on, church. Clean house. And the first house you got to clean up is that house. Glory. If you hold on to tradition, God is moving in an unusual manner. Hallelujah. Some of you are just battling and warring. God is calling you day in and day out. You feel that tug. You feel him tugging at your heart. It seems like you find it hard to take that leap of faith. I want to encourage you today to take that leap of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody here not saved would like the Holy Ghost? Raise your hand. I'm not even going to look at you. Is there anybody in here that's not saved that want to go back with Jesus when he comes? Raise your hand. To come to Jesus. Hallelujah. You say, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. It's time to come to Jesus. It's time to come to Jesus. It's time to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. You need the Holy Ghost, and you need to be crying out God for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And those of you that say you got the Holy Ghost, you need to be running for your life. Watch this. Satan is putting more and more in our lives to pull us away from God. His goal, Mother Lauren, is to take us away from our time with God. The same zeal you had the day you received the Holy Ghost is the same zeal you got to maintain. The same zeal that you had when you received the power of the Holy Ghost is the same zeal you need to maintain. Don't come because I'm saying. But I mean, you need to make an altar. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here that's got a zeal of God? A desire for God today? Hallelujah. God has shown me and promised it's going to change. But he said, I got to strengthen those that remain. Amen. Where's our zeal for God? Where's our hunger for God? Mother Lauren, when we get it right, we'll be gathered around this altar waiting for souls. Glory! 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 Well, we need some more prayer and fasting. Or either somebody not committing to it. Somebody say amen. Glory to his name. They think I'm mad, mother, but I'm not. I'm trying. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. One thing that you don't do in this way is pretend. I see you, precious. I'm not going to let you stand long. It's not to pretend. It's time for us to get it right. Hello? Glory. There's got to be separation. There's nothing that you should love more than you love God, including your own life. Hello? Amen. There's nothing you should love greater than God. Hallelujah. When you really love God, you'll go even if you're falling over dead. Uh-oh. Let me tell you something. We'll get to the place where we don't move by our symptoms. We'll move by the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm waiting on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. 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 Hallelujah. I'm gonna put my hand. Glory. Glory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You did it before. You can do it again. Touch. Touch this morsel of clay. Move in it. Move in this morsel of clay. Oh, Savior. Let your healing virtue begin to flow in this body right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Move in this bloodstream. Oh, God, bring movement to every limb in this body. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare it right now. God, not only the healing of the body, but the healing of the soul. Touch her right now, God, from the crown of her head, even to the sole of her foot. Chata, boho, shete. Yay, glory, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we declare your glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your delivering power. Bring strength to these limbs. God, let her faith be made whole. Let her faith at this point be exercised. God, that she might be made whole. In the name of Jesus, strength, 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 strength. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, declare your healing. Declare it. Say, I'm healed. Come on, say, I'm healed. Come on, say, I'm healed. Say it like you believe it. You're going to walk like you're healed. You're going to move like you're healed. I am healed. I am healed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you, precious. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory. Somebody say glory. I know it's hard to say it, but say it anyway. Say glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Rise to your feet. We got more work to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, oh God, for your dear people. Oh God, you know what we need in this hour. to prepare us, oh God, for what you're going to do for the church. God, but help us to turn and go into prayer and fastings and repent. God, that you might return back unto the church of the living God. God, let us go beyond just a praise. Let us go beyond just feeling good. But let us be a holy people unto you, oh God. Let us, oh God, begin to examine ourselves in the light of your word. Let us begin to walk holy, sanctified, and separated. God, that we might remain unspotted from this world. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch us as we can be touched. Heal us as we're able to exercise faith. Raise us up in this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Greet somebody before you leave.